This is Rabbi Nathaniel Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Friday, December 16th, 2022. We will finish Ches Amud Beis 8b, the third section, the blue text. And the Gemara now tackles the question, if it's such a joyous thing to get married, why should it be prohibited on Chol HaMoed? Right? Makes you happy on Yontif. Unbelievable. Right, that's the Gemara's question. V'chi simcha hi lo mai habe. Right, so good, it's a joy for him. So who cares? Let him be happy. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So says Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, the name is Shmuel. V'chein Amar Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Oshia. So says Rabbi Elazar in the name of Rabbi Oshia. V'amar Elaz, others say Amar Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Chanina. That's Rabbi Elazar in the name of Rabbi Chanina. L'fi she'ein me'arvin simcha b'simcha. We don't combine our joys. There's the joy of Yontif, there's the joy of getting married, and we want to experience each separately. Together, no good. Okay, that's answer number one. Rabba bar Rav Huna, so Rabba, the son of Rav Huna. Amar, he says, no, b'bnei shemaniach simchas haregel, ve'osek b'simchas ishto. You're going to leave the joy of the festival and you're going to deal with, you know, trying to make your wife happy and being happy in a marriage, which is a wonderful, fabulous thing. But you're going to forget all about, right? If you get married on Chol HaMoed, you can forget all about Yontif. Right? What exactly the difference is between that and not mixing the smachot, the simchas, right? So that's a fascinating question for a different time. Amar le Abaye le Rav Yosef, right? So Abaye says to Rav Yosef, ha de Rabba bar Rav Huna, right? That which Rabba bar Rav Huna said, de Rabu, it actually is, right? A memra, it's a statement of Rav, which the Gemara is going to proceed to give us. Amar Rav Daniel bar Katina Amar Rav. So Daniel bar Katina, Rav Daniel bar Katina says the name of Rav, minayin she'ein nosim nashim b'moed. How do you know that you can't get married on Chol HaMoed? Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, "V'samachta bechagecha," that you should rejoice in your festival. Bechagecha velo beishtecha. Right, your focus has to be rejoicing in the holiday and not simply being happy, which you would do if you were to get married. Right, so it has to be simchas haregel and not simchas marriage. Yes, right. That's again, so very, very similar to from Rav to Rabba bar Rav Huna. Ula has a third reason. Ula amar mipnei haTorah. Right, that this is we're not so much concerned about Simchas Ishta. We're worried about the preparations. God put on like a what you make a wedding. There's I got to get the florist, and you got to get the dresses and the tuxedos, and you got to get out of God. That's what you have to get. Family's coming. Forget it. What a tircha, right? So that's going to take away from Yontif. You don't want to have too much tircha on Chol HaMoed. Again, how that's different. Also, each three, they're like minute differences between each of these approaches. Totally different. Comes from Yitzchak Nafcha. Says Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Amar, he says, no, mipnei bitul piria urevia. We're going to cause, right, the negligence with regard to having children. What in the world does that mean? Well, if I know that I can get married on Chol HaMoed, I wouldn't take off a day of work, right? It's like the shaving and the haircuts. We don't want you to avoid doing something earlier because you know you could do it on Chol HaMoed and you're not working anyways. All right, but what are people going to do? Instead of getting married in the middle of the winter, they're going to wait till Chol HaMoed Pesach. Maybe not Pesach, and they'll make a wedding with no chametz. But all right, well, you get the point. And then those 3 months, they've neglected the mitzvah of having children. Okay, so there you have four answers. Meisve, now we have a question, which we'll start today and we'll finish on Monday. All of those who say that you're not right, all those women you're not allowed to marry on Chol HaMoed. The continuation of the question, of course, we will see on Monday. This concludes our learning for today and this week. Please come back and join me on Monday.